Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen commit to deepening the India-EU engagement in several areas, including trade, investment, and clean energy. Home Minister Amit Shah takes stock of law and order situation in the national capital in a high-level meeting, directs to take strict action against networks facilitating Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders. India remains the fastest-growing major economy after registering 6.2% growth in the third quarter of current fiscal. In Uttarakhand, 32 trapped workers rescued from massive avalanche in Chamoli district. Heavy rain and snowfall continue in Himachal Pradesh. Stock market crash as Sensex tanks by nearly 1,400 points and Nifty by over 400. And in ICC Champions Trophy, Afghanistan set a 274-run target before Australia at Lahore. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a delegation-level talk with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic. The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, skilling और mobility पर सहयोग का एक blueprint तैयार किया गया है। हमने अपनी teams को एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी bilateral free trade agreement को FTA को इस वर्ष के अंत तक संपन्न करने का निर्देश दिया है।
The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा से जुड़े मुद्दों पर हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है साइबर सिक्योरिटी मैरिटाइम सुरक्षा और काउंटर टेररिज्म पर हम सहयोग के लिए आगे बढ़ेंगे इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति सुरक्षा स्थिरता और समृद्धि के महत्व पर दोनों पक्ष एकमत है
In her remarks, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values.
We want to take it to new heights. India is a like-minded friend. We are the two largest democracies in the world. And under your leadership, Prime Minister, it has been thriving. We are bound by shared convictions and values. From resilient supply chains, we are shared interest to a free and open Indo-Pacific. We're working together. And today's exchange will set the path for the future of our relationship. We have to agree to work on a new strategic agenda.
Secretary West MEA Tanmay Lal today said Prime Minister Modi and President von der Leyen have directed their teams that India-EU free trade agreement should be concluded within the year. He was briefing the media in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks between the two leaders. He said negotiations had been ongoing on this aspect.
This visit signals the high priority that is attached by both sides to the strategic partnership that we share. And the visit of the entire college also highlights the very extensive breadth of our partnership and engagement. The two leaders held extensive discussions, including in the delegation level talks. There have been 20 individual ministerial meetings where the College of Commissioners have met their counterpart ministers. These other meetings have included the meetings of the bilateral cluster, the three meetings of the ministerial level for the three working groups of the Trade and Technology Council.
Mr. Lal said there has been progress in the implementation of the MOU on semiconductors, from boosting supply chains to facilitating talent exchange and skilling. There is also a deepening collaboration between the India AI Mission and the European AI Office. On clean and green energy, a joint funding of 60 million euros has been announced for research projects. Secretary West said an India-EU Green Hydrogen Forum will be held and an India-EU Business Summit on offshore wind energy is also planned. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today hosted a high-level European Union delegation led by Commissioner Andreas Kubilius along with space sector experts in New Delhi. Addressing the EU delegation, Dr. Singh highlighted that India-EU interactions in space have a long history and are growing stronger. He hailed India's achievements in space as a global benchmark, acknowledging its growth in the space sector in the last decade. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate their stay. He said the issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach. He asked for the identification and deportation of intruders. Mr. Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Minister of Delhi, Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood, Commissioner of Police, and senior officials in New Delhi. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, the Home Minister assured that double engine government of Delhi will work with double speed for a developed and safe Delhi. He emphasized on elimination of interstate gangs in Delhi and dismantling the narcotics network. Mr. Shah directed that permission of Delhi police will not be required in matters related to construction in Delhi. Besides, new security committees should be formed in JJ clusters for the safety of women and children. In the meeting, direction was given to Delhi police to start the process of recruitment for additional posts. With Bhupendra Singh, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
It was directed in the meeting that Delhi government should appoint special prosecutors for quick disposal of 2020 Delhi riots cases. The Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, report on public health infrastructure and management of health services during the Aam Aadmi Party government has highlighted underutilization of funds during the COVID period, delays in project execution and a shortage of drugs and staff in city hospitals. The report, which was tabled by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Delhi Assembly, found that the previous government utilized around 543 crore rupees out of nearly 788 crore received from the centre during the COVID period. The report covered the period from 2016-17 to 2021-22 and unveiled the shortage of injections for rare and fatal diseases like haemophilia and rabies in Delhi government hospitals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in Jahan-e-Khusro 2025 in New Delhi. He appreciated the Jahan-e-Khusro, saying that events like these are important for country's culture and art. He said Sufi tradition has made a unique place in the country and it is a shared heritage.
ऐसे मौके देश की कला संस्कृति के लिए तो जरूरी होते ही हैं, इनमें सुकून भी मिलता है। जहाने खुसरो का ये सिलसिला अपने 25 साल भी पूरे कर रहा। इन 25 वर्षों में इस आयोजन का लोगों के जहन में जगह बना लेना, ये अपने आप में इसकी सबसे बड़ी कामयाबी है। जहाने खुसरो का ये गुलदस्ता इसी तरह खिलता रहे, मैं इसके लिए रूमी फाउंडेशन को और आप सभी को बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूं।
The Grand Sufi Music Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. It is being held till the 2nd of next month. The festival has brought together artists from across the world to celebrate the legacy of Amir Khusro. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Uttarakhand, 32 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred this morning near Marna village in Chamoli district. BRO Commander Ankur Mahajan told Akashvani, the teams of ITBP, Army, BRO, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in search operation to rescue the remaining workers. However, bad weather is hindering the efforts. Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and assured all possible support. The Chief Minister took an overview of the rescue operations of the State Emergency Control Room in Dehradun.
बाकी के लिए सभी प्रयास चल रहे हैं, सभी प्रकार की तैयारियां यहां पर कर ली गई हैं, एम्बुलेंस से लेकर आईटीबीपी की मदद ली जा रही है, अन्य संस्थाओं की मदद ली जा रही है, आपदा प्रबंधन विभाग हमारा पूरी तरह से सक्रिय, जिला प्रशासन भी और हम लोग स्वयं सभी लोग लगातार संपर्क में हैं और हमारा प्रयास है कि सभी को सुरक्षित जल्दी से जल्दी बाहर निकाला जाए.
Heavy rain and snowfall continue to disrupt normal life in Himachal Pradesh. More than 200 roads across the state remain blocked due to landslides and snow accumulation, while over 250 electricity transformers have stopped functioning. The maximum temperature has dropped by 4 to 5 degrees Celsius. Details from our Shimla correspondent.
Several incidents of landslides has occurred in the state, as well as glacier slippage have also been reported in tribal regions. Pangi Valley has received more than 3.5 feet of fresh snowfall, while Manali has recorded about 1 foot of snow. In Kullu district, a cloudburst in Pehnala has buried several vehicles under debris. The tribal areas of Lahol Spiti, Kinnaur, Pangi, Bharmaur and Dodrakwar have been completely cut off from the rest of the world. Authorities have appealed people to take precautions and stay away from river banks. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
India has retained the fastest growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. In the corresponding period last fiscal, India recorded a GDP growth of 8.6%. The increase in the third quarter GDP number was supported by higher rural consumption following a good monsoon and increased government spending. The Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on employees' provident fund deposits for 2024-25. EPFO, which manages the EPF accounts of over 7 crore subscribers, had increased the EPF interest rate from 8.15% in 2022-23 to 8.25% in 2023-24. The bloodbath on Dalal Street continued today as both benchmark indices fell nearly 2% each. This fall was reflected across sectors, a report.
The Sensex plunged by 1,414 points to settle at 73,198. The Nifty tumbled 420 points to 22,125. The domestic stock market has experienced a significant correction, with the Sensex losing nearly 15% and the Nifty declining around 18% since their peak levels in September last year. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 84,770 rupees per 10 grams and silver 999 fine was trading at 94,520 rupees per kilogram. Brent crude was trading at $72.98 per barrel and WTI crude was trading at around $69.70 per barrel when reports last came in. Gauran Dhawan Lal for Akashvani News.
The World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves is inviting registrations to participate in the Battle of the Bands Global Challenge. As part of Wave Season 1's Create in India Challenge, in collaboration with Prasar Bharati and Saregama, the event provides an incredible platform for the participating bands to showcase their talent. Registrations for this challenge will tentatively conclude on the 10th of March. Former NASA astronaut Mike Massimini hailed India's Chandrayaan 3 mission for its successful landing on the moon's south pole. In the Akashvani podcast, Mr. Mike said it's a remarkable feat as the south pole of the moon is a tough terrain and there are possibilities of water ice trapped there. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, rain has halted the Group B match between Afghanistan and Australia at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Earlier electing to bat first, Afghanistan posted 273 runs in 50 overs, losing 10th wicket in the last ball of their innings. The match is a must-win for Afghanistan to qualify for the semi-finals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen commit to deepening the India-EU engagement in several areas, including trade, investment and clean energy. Home Minister Amit Shah takes talk of law and order situation in the national capital in a high-level meeting. India remains fastest-growing major economy after registering 6.2% growth in the third quarter of current fiscal. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.